Fly into Kiev, the capital of Ukraine, and the first thing you see at immigration are signs with the number of a hotline to report bribes. Widespread corruption is one of the things that sparked violent protests in Kiev 3 years ago. But as NPR's Lucian Kim found, this might finally be changing.
Here on the Maidan, Kiev's central square where protesters battled with riot police 3 years ago, corruption is now a tourist attraction. A tour guide invites visitors to take an excursion to the lavish estate of former President Viktor Yanukovych, today a museum of corruption. Crossing the square, I meet Yevgeny Bulgakov, a 19-year-old engineering student. I ask him whether the current president, Petro Poroshenko, has been able to change the culture of corruption in Ukraine. Bulgakov, who supported the Maidan protests, says he hasn't seen any serious changes. The old guys left, some new guys came in, he says. Since independence, we've been fighting corruption without any result. It's how we live. A 3-minute walk from the Maidan, Rostislav Pavlenko, the deputy head of Poroshenko's administration, acknowledges that public frustration is high.
I think now we are probably at the most critical point because all the externalities and collateral damages happened, yet the positive results only start to surface.
Pavlenko lists the tough reforms that have been pushed through: the reorganization of the armed forces, asset declarations for government officials, a new anti-corruption bureau. The European Union, together with the U.S. and International Monetary Fund, has been pushing the government to clean up its act. David Stulik is the spokesman for the EU delegation in Kiev.
Ukraine, in their very short, let's say, post-Soviet history, has never ever made such a huge progress in the reforms. That must be acknowledged. At the same time, the speed of the reforms could have been and should have been much faster.
It's not just backroom deals and government contracts that concern ordinary people here. Many Ukrainians complain that when they interact with officials, teachers, even doctors, they are expected to pay bribes to get what they need. Some people are trying to change that. Standing outside St. Michael's Cathedral in Kiev, Yulia Laktionova, a young mother who works in publishing, says she doesn't pay any bribes. She says it's a personal decision. Either you play by those rules or you don't. There's always a choice. A lot is riding on Ukraine's battle with corruption. Ukrainians know that if they are successful, their victory will send a powerful message to neighboring Russia. But activists like Daria Kalinyuk of Kiev's Anti-Corruption Action Center says Americans can also learn from Ukraine's experience.
Close ties between politics and business results in abuse of power, in large-scale corruption, in embezzlement of state funds, in abuse of natural resources.
When business and government are too close, Kalinyuk says, it impoverishes citizens and gives rise to an authoritarian government. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Kiev.